way.
Book of Psalms. Sounds like some kids are having a good time. Psalms chapter 135. Psalms 135. You ever think that the Psalms were just thrown in, you know, without any order or just kind of hand, you know, thrown, just collected them all, threw them up in the air, and how they came down, that's how they put them all in a book and said, this is the Psalms. Did you ever think there was a reason why Psalms 24 followed Psalms 23? Do you ever wonder if there was a reason why that there was any order to those Psalms? I mean, we look at our songbook. Do you think there's any order to our songbook? There can't be, Brother David. I mean, we have to hunt and all through that songbook to find songs. You don't think there's any order to it at all? I think they just said, oh, that's the next song. There's another one. Put it in there. Put it in. Just kept adding to it and added to it until it got a real thick book, you know, and that was our songbook. There's no order to it. Add another page, 532. Is there any order, any semblance to order in a psalm? What about the book of Psalms? I believe there is some order, some semblance of order to the way they're arranged, the way they're put together. See, a symphony is not just one song. It's an arrangement of songs. It's an arrangement of melodies. And so when we look at Psalms 135, it follows the songs of degrees. Those songs of degrees, which if you ever do a study on the songs of degrees and you read those through, they build an intensity. They're written as the people go into the temple to worship. As they draw closer to the presence of God, they take another step and they sing another song and another step and sing another song and another step and sing another. So they're getting closer to the presence of God and closer to the presence of God, right? And they're building with intensity with each step and as they approach. And so each song of degree as they are approaching the presence of God, it's building with intensity, right? And has more meaning. And so, well, here's Psalms 135. It follows right on the heels of the songs of degrees. And the last song of degrees, you know, talks about, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Amen. They've journeyed from and entered into the presence of God, made that trip. Made that journey, have arrived. Now they stand in the presence of the Lord. And so then verse 135 follows on the heels of that. Okay? I like excitement. I like things exciting. You know? I like for something to be something that's exciting and enjoyable. How many of you are excited today? You don't look like it. You really don't. Some of you, I mean, oh, if you could only, I think we ought to just put the whole front up here, mirror, make it a big mirror. Wouldn't that be amazing what people, you'd look up there and you'd see yourself and you'd say, ooh, wow. Might make you smile a little more, right? Oh, because sometimes, man, it just looks back like there is nothing that moves you. No excitement. Like that time they called for the ambulance to come to the church because somebody died and they carried out four people before they found the dead person. I like excitement. I think I like things to be a little bit lively. You know? I don't like for a church service to be like a funeral service. All right? I like for there to be a little bit of excitement. What about serving the Lord? Is serving the Lord exciting? Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, but if somebody was witnessing or looking on and being an eyewitness to your life, would they say that you're excited about serving the Lord? Would they say, wow, what a drudgery life that they have? Is there some, boy, I feel, would they look on and say, I feel so sorry for them having to be a Christian. They look like they're miserable. As Brother Gallagher said, baptized in lemon juice. It's what they look like. They got a sour expression. I mean, I like things to be a little exciting. I think serving the Lord can be exciting, right? Amen. There's songs that have been written that you just wonder, why did they write a song like that? It's not a song that's exciting, you know? The dog died, you know? Your friend died. They write a song about that. Oh, them are sad songs. Then they use them in funerals, you know? Because the dog died, the friend died. That one song, I know you're... Life on earth is troubled. Only you can know the pain. That's not an exciting song. That's not one of those songs you wake up in the morning and you walk through the house. You know, I know your life on earth is troubled. Only you can know the pain. You know, who gets excited about that? You know, who goes along whistling that happy tune? Nobody. I like things that's exciting. Hey, man, when you think about it, you know, Psalms 135, it's following. I've got to hurry. Psalms 135, it's on the heels of those that have just made a journey and they've arrived in the presence of God. They've arrived in the sanctuary. And when they get there, I'm sure what they're thinking is, oh, boy, that was a long way. I am wore out. I am so tired. My feet are killing me. Oh, I can't wait to sit down. This isn't nearly what I expected it to be. I thought this would be much bigger. I thought it would be nicer. I thought there would be more people. I thought my friend would be here. And they always find some. No, these people, they've made a journey, and they've arrived in the presence of God. Can I tell you, amen, there's something to be excited about. And on Psalms 135, it's no mistake that in just a few verses, amen, this writer talks about praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Read with me. Psalms 135. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praising, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts, the house of our God, praise the Lord. For the Lord, he is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. That's sound like how he wanted, that's probably how he wanted that song sung, right? Praise the Lord. No, they had just arrived into the presence of God. They just arrived in the presence of God. Amen. I want to talk to you about just this morning, if I could get you excited about serving God. Amen. About what? Get excited about God. Amen. Get excited. Psalms 135. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. I think that's really how he wanted the song to sound. Not something that was a drudgery, not something that was slow and pitiful, but I think there was something about excitement to be in that chapter. Amen. He wants you to praise the Lord. Amen. Because you're standing in the presence of an almighty God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Over and over, he encourages them to praise the Lord. Amen. Some things we need to get excited about. I mean, there's some things that's worth getting excited about. We get excited over silly stuff. We get excited over stuff that really don't matter. We get excited over stuff that is ridiculous. Right? Think about it. Hey, man, we get excited over the dog having puppies. But we can't get excited about going into the house of the Lord and being in the presence of God and worshiping a living God. Amen. We get excited over another car. Amen. But we can't get excited about serving the Lord and giving God glory and salvation. Amen. I think there's something to be excited about. If you're a child of God, you ought to get excited. Yeah. Does going to church excite you? Or do you look for an excuse not to go to church? Right? Does going to church excite you? Or do you look for an excuse not to have to go to church? Amen. I think you ought to get excited about serving the Lord and be excited about serving God. Amen. Can I tell you, there's a few things that excite me. And I'll try to be quick and I'll try to move on so you can go and get excited about where you're going to eat dinner today. All right? But if I can I tell you, it excites me to know that God is our creator. Amen, that he is the creator. Amen, that's exciting to me. You say, wow, it don't take much to excite you. Well, listen, the Bible says that he is the author and the finisher. Amen, he is the creator of everything. He's the creator of it all. Amen, what we enjoy, what we partake of, everything that exists around us. Amen, he is the creator of it. Amen, that's exciting. Amen, I don't know how people can go through life and think that we just came from a big bang. What's exciting about that? One big boom? How many of you would go to the park to watch fireworks if they shot one firework off? Boom! Oh, cool! I'm so excited! Let's go home. No, man, I want to see it all. I want to see the grand finale. Amen. Can I tell you that one God, he created it all, spoke it all into existence. Amen. I find that to be exciting. Amen. That he created this world and everything that's in it. And he created it all by just speaking it into existence. That is exciting. Amen. But I also find it exciting that God created me, a man, in his own image. Amen. Oh, thank God. That's exciting to know that God would create a man to worship him and to give him glory. Amen. It's exciting to know. Amen, that God created mankind. Oh, maybe you preferred that you descended from an ape. Maybe that excites you. Really? Would that excite you that you came from a monkey? That's what's exciting. If I knew beyond a shadow of doubt that I came from a monkey, I'd be embarrassed about it. I wouldn't tell nobody. I wouldn't advertise that. That my great uncle was a monkey? Got a couple of uncles that's monkeys, but that's besides the point. Hey man, I wouldn't advertise that, but guess what? We are created by God, created in his very own image. Hey man, created by God. Hey man, he breathed into us the breath of life. Hey man, thank God, that's exciting. Hey man, that God created us. Hey man, that he even sent his own son in the likeness of human man. Amen. And be clothed with flesh. Hey man, that is exciting to me. Man, let me tell you something more exciting. Not only that he created man, but that he created me. Right? That he created me. Did you know you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Hey man, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Every one of us, and look around, we are some different people here. Amen. There's not one of us that look alike. Not two of us that look alike. I hope there's one of us that look alike. Amen. But there's not two of us that look alike. Amen. We're all different in some way, in some form. Amen. Lots of forms, lots of shapes. Amen. We've got it all. But we're all different. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made by the hand of God. Amen. Made a little lower than the angels. Amen. Can I tell you that God created you? Amen. And just like you are. And God created me just as I am. Wow, what a wonderful God that we serve. Amen. I believe you can get excited about serving God, knowing that he is your creator. Amen. He created you. Praise the Lord. He's the author of it all. He is the author of it all. That is exciting. Praise God. I'll tell you something else that excites me is that he is a Savior. He's a Savior. Hallelujah. I think it's exciting that God, amen, would develop a plan to save lost mankind. Amen, that he would go to such length, amen, that before the foundation of the earth, amen, that he'd have a plan in store, amen, already prepared, amen, to save lost mankind, amen, that he would even be willing to give his only begotten son, amen, to save us. No greater love hath any man than he lay down his life for a friend. Let me tell you, amen, what you know what? You get excited about Hollywood, you get excited about novels and movies and stories, amen, but there's never been a story more exciting than the fact that God would send his son Jesus to die on a cross to save lost mankind, amen. There's no greater story. Hollywood couldn't make a better movie, amen. There could not be a better book written than what is in the Bible, amen. It's all that Jesus died to save us, amen. That's exciting. That's exciting. You get excited about that? And that's why we don't want to tell nobody about it. If you're excited about it, I believe you'll tell them. Right? Jesus. Oh, let me tell you about Jesus dying on a cross. Man, oh, that's exciting. Know that he's our Savior. Amen. But there's something more than just him dying. Amen. I find it exciting about salvation and that he's a Savior. Amen. Because of what I see happen. The change that takes place in a person's life. I get excited when I see somebody pray. Do you get excited when you see somebody pray? Church, do you like to see somebody come and kneel at an altar and give their life to Jesus? Do you get a little excited about that? Amen. Isn't that something glorious? Isn't that something wonderful? See somebody kneel down and pray and repent of their sins and see God save them and forgive them. Amen. That is exciting. Amen. I enjoy seeing somebody give their life to Jesus. That moment of salvation. Amen. To see the change that comes over their countenance. To see the change that comes into their life immediately when they begin to feel clean and free from the burden and the guilt of the sin in their life. Amen. That's an awesome thing. That's exciting to see somebody saved. It don't matter if it's an elder. It don't matter if it's a young person. It don't matter if it's a child. It's just as exciting to see one person give their life to Jesus Christ. That's exciting. But it don't stop there. I think it's exciting to see what God does in their life when they get them walk away from an altar. That excites me. I love to watch a child of God, amen, as they grow in the Lord, to see the change that comes into their life, see God deliver them from sin, see God deliver them from addictions, to see God begin to do a remarkable deliverance in their life, to see how their life changes, amen, that they're no longer what they used to be and they are a different person, amen. Thank God he did it for you and he does it for others. I think it's exciting to see what God does, amen, to see God take a life that was so miserable and change and restore it and put joy into a home and into a family and into a life. Can I tell you, that's exciting. That's exciting. That's why we say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You say, well, Brother David, I've seen it so many times. I don't think it's all that exciting anymore. And I tell you, the Bible says that all heaven rejoices. All of heaven rejoices. Amen. You really are a party pooper. Amen. You really are. You don't want to even celebrate with the angels. You don't even want to celebrate with heaven. Amen. Can I tell you, when a soul gets saved, amen, it is exciting, not just for me, not just for you, but all of heaven is excited over somebody that gives their life to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Notice that something else, this is what I think is exciting, that he is a helper. That God is a helper. Bible tells us that he's a very present help in time of trouble. He's a helper. That's exciting to know that, hey man, no matter what I face, he's going to be there to help me. Whenever I go through the trials that I go through in life, he's going to be there to help me overcome. He's going to bring me through those. Amen, that God is my helper. He is my strength. Amen, he's what I need today in every crisis, in every hardship. In every trial, through every tribulation that I go through, through all the difficulties of life, he's there to help me. When I'm feeling sorrow, he's there to bring me comfort. Amen. When I'm feeling discouraged, amen, he's there to lift me up. Amen. When I'm feeling depressed, amen, he comes along and encourages me. Amen. When I'm feeling overwhelmed, amen, he helps me lighten the load. Amen. When I'm burdened with the troubles of life, amen, he carries them for me. Amen. It's exciting to know, amen, that God is my helper today. Amen. That he'll be there, a very present help in the time of my trouble. He's a helper. He's a helper. That's exciting. That's exciting. Man, you ever had a hard task? A hard task that you were doing around the house, or something that was very difficult? You was trying to do it all by yourself, and then suddenly a car pulls up at the curb. Your friend just happened to be stopping by. They roll up their sleeves, they jump in there, and they help you. Man, that's exciting. That's exciting to see a helper. Amen. How do you feel when they pull up? Working hard? I'll be back in a few minutes when you're done. That's not exciting. Amen. Our God is a helper to us. Amen. That excites me to know that he's going to help me through every trial. Amen. Whether I need healing, whether I need provision, amen, he is there for me. What a wonderful, that's exciting, church. Praise God. Not only is my helper, amen, but I thank God. I get excited because he's a victor. There's victory in the name of Jesus. He don't lose battles. Amen. He does not suffer defeat. Amen. When he died on the cross, that wasn't defeat. That was his greatest victory. Hallelujah. Amen. He does not suffer defeat. He is victorious. Praise God. Amen. You have tribulation in this world? Be of good cheer. Amen. I have overcome the world. Amen. Can I tell you, he is victorious today. Amen. And you, and because he is victorious, amen, you will have victory in your life. You know, there used to be a day when only the winners got a trophy. It's not like that anymore. Now they call it participation awards. Participation awards. Really? Amen. How many of you ever got excited about being on the losing team? How many of you ever got excited about losing? There's no excitement about that. Oh, wow, we lost. We lost. Yes, we lost. You don't see the losing team, you know, mobbing the pitcher on the mound. You don't see the losing team, you know, having a big celebration in the end zone. You don't see the loser out there jumping up and down and cheering and giving high fives. No way. They are all slumped over and discouraged. Kicking the dirt, throwing their glove, right? They're trying to make themselves scarce. When was the last time the coach of a losing team got a Gatorade poured over his head? They don't do that for the losing coach. There's no excitement for that. But they do it for those that win. Amen, it's the victory. That's where our excitement is at, and it's good to know, amen, that through Jesus Christ we can have victory. Amen, through the trial and the trouble you're facing right now, amen, get excited today because, amen, he is the one that will bring victory in your life. Amen, though you may feel overwhelmed, be excited because he's never lost a battle. Amen, and you can have victory in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory is exciting. That's one of the things that excites me about serving God. Amen. But lastly, before you all die of excitement today, amen, I can see your heart rate, your pulse is up, your heart rate's up. Amen. Your faces are flushed. You are just overwhelmed with excitement. Amen. You're just about ready to burst out of your pew. And I can just see it all over you. It's amazing the excitement that you feel right. Amen. You know, the exciting thing is this. I'm going to piggyback off the first point, and that is that he is a creator and author. But can I tell you, he is the finisher.
Amen. Yes, he is. Praise God.
Hallelujah. That is exciting.
Amen.
That is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. To know how it ends. That excites me. Oh, he's the finisher. Amen. To know how this all is going to wrap up. Amen. That's exciting. It's exciting that one day to know, amen, that the Lord is going to return. Hallelujah. That Jesus is coming back. Amen. That the church will be caught up. Amen. The church will be raptured away. Praise God, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. That we will join those that are gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. It's exciting to know, amen, that one day, praise God, he's going to all wrap it up. Amen. To know how it all finishes. Amen. Believe me, he created it. He wrote it. He was the author of it. Amen. And he wrote the end as well as the beginning. Amen. He's the finisher of it all. Amen. He's going to bring it all together just as he has it planned. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to be a glorious finish. Amen. To know, amen, that the Lord comes back to take his children home. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming. It's exciting to me. Maybe you look on to the rapture church with dread. Maybe that's because you're not ready. Amen. Maybe it's because you're not ready for it, but I'm ready for the Lord to come. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. It can happen today. It's not too soon for me. Amen. To be caught up out of this world, to leave behind trouble and sorrow and heartache and burdens. Amen. To leave it all behind. Amen. To know the Lord is coming. Amen. It is exciting. Amen. And to know this. Amen. He said, if I go away, I will prepare a place. Amen. And I know he has a place prepared for us. Hallelujah. That he's creating for you and me. Amen. It's exciting to know that all of our future, amen, all of eternity will be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's exciting. Amen. I get excited when I think about the Lord. When I think about what God's done for me. When I think about him creating my life. Amen. When I think about all that he did to create me. Praise God. Do you know him today? Do you know him today? Man, when I was a young person, I read the books of Louis L'Amour, the Westerns. I loved reading those about the Sacketts, and Kilkenny, and all those, Chick Baudry, all of those books, Kilrone. I mean, I loved reading all those. And those were just books. But you know, it was years later after I read all those books that I read Louis L'Amour's book called The Trails of a Wandering Man. And that book is the story of Louis L'Amour's life. Oh, I wished I would have read it first. Because once I knew the author, it would have made the books that much more exciting. Let me tell you, amen, if you would know God, you would know why we get so excited about all this. But if you don't know God, you don't know why we're excited. You don't know why we're excited if you don't know God. But if I could introduce you to the Lord today, amen, so that you would know God, amen, you could look on this Christian life and say, that is exciting. That is exciting. Some people look on the Christian and say, what do you do for fun? Oh, man, I'll tell you what, serving the Lord is fun. You got to know the Lord. You got to know God. And once you know God, amen, you'll know what it is to be the excitement that there is in serving God. Amen? It's hard to explain to somebody that don't know God. It's hard to explain to somebody that they don't know God in their life at all and have no idea what God is. But I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Amen. And it's exciting to serve the Lord. Would you stand with me today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Dear Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you, God, for what you've done in our life. Thank you, Lord, for the excitement that we can feel, the joy that we can have in our life today. God, I pray, Lord Jesus, I thank you for being creator. I thank you for being savior. I thank you for being our helper and our victor and the finisher of it all. God, we give you the glory and we give you the praise for it, Jesus. And God, we worship you today, Lord. And we say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all ye people. Praise the Lord, all ye saints of God. Amen. That standeth in the sanctuary. Amen. Give praise to the Lord and worship God. Hallelujah. Give him praise and give him glory. Amen. That's why it's exciting to serve God. It's exciting to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you don't know what we're talking about, you don't know this excitement, you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, amen, can I tell you, amen, it's exciting serving God. And if you'd give your life to the Lord today, amen, you could know this excitement as well. And you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, amen, why don't you just put your hand up and say, Brother David, I'd like to know the Lord today. Amen. Slip your hand up in the air somewhere in this congregation and say, Brother David, pray for me today. I'd like to know the Lord. Amen. I want to know what this excitement is all about. Amen. My life could use a little excitement. My life is full of trouble and heartache and shame and reproach and guilt of sin. I could use a little excitement today, Brother David. Amen. Just slip your hand up and let me pray with you this morning. Is there one? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited today, church. I'm excited about what the Lord's doing in our life. Amen. To see what God's doing in the lives of people. Amen. As you come to this altar this morning, amen, why don't you come with praise in your heart and in your life today. Give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you come with me now, church? Amen. Come, if you would, and find a place to pray at this altar. Give God glory and give him praise. Hallelujah.
All of the honor.